I was supposed to pick him up, but he didn't.
Medrash comments on the pasuk. Hashem is Sinai Dvav V'Zorach Nisera Lama Hafiyah Mehar Panam Ha'asam Ariv Rois Kodesh. So the Medrash asks, what was the Ribbono Shel Olam doing over there in Sinai and Paran? What was he doing by the Goyim? So it's a famous Medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam was trying to sell his merchandise. He was trying to present the Torah to all the various of Mesoelim, and they all turned it down. And then when he came to the Klal Yisrael, so he offered it to the Bnei Yisrael, so they accepted it. I saw Rabbi Fuel Hamburger has a sefer that's called Marpei Loshen. The purpose of the sefer is like the Chafetz Chaim, but he lived way before. The purpose of the sefer is to be mechazik the union of Loshen Hara. So he talks about Marpei Loshen, but just to talk about Loshen Hara is going to be boring. So he talks about Liban Atarin, talks about Shuvah, he talks about Chesed, he talks about Din, all kinds of different things. Then in the middle he has a whole section. Rabbi Fuel Hamburger has a sefer that's called Marpei Loshen. The purpose of the Sefer is like the Chafetz Chaim, but he lived way before. The purpose of the Sefer is to be mechazik the union of Loshen Hara. So he talks about Marpei Loshen, but just to talk about Loshen Hara is going to be boring. So he talks about Liban Atarin, talks about Shuvah, he talks about Chesed, he talks about Din, all kinds of different things. Then in the middle he has a whole section about the Musar, about the Loshen Hara. But he doesn't give Musar. He was a great Goyen, very sharp, Charif as the Goyen. He wrote Sfarim on Kochin. He was a Poisik also. So he always has biurim with agadatas, with marochas, very fascinating interpretation. So he has on this gemara, effect akasha. How do we say in the Birchas HaTorah, Shabbach Habonim Kol Hamim Menosan Lano West Harosan? What do you mean Shabbach Habonim Kol Hamim? First he tried his luck on Sinai and Seir and Paran. He tried to sell the Torah to all the Yom, so no one wanted it. So we were the Shlemiel, so he offered it to us, the last one, so we accepted it. So that's a Shabbach HaBaruch Kol Amim. Yeah. What do you mean? We are the Yam Segula. What are we, the Yam Segula? He offered the Torah to all the Yom Asylum. They weren't interested. So he claims, he has a Chiddush. He says when the Ribbono Shel Olam offered the Torah to all the Yom Asylum, he would have given it to them. If they would have accepted, he would have given them kikhsavam mechil shoinam. He would have given them balaz. In their language, if he would have given it to the British, he would have given it in English. If he would have given it to the French, he would have given it in French. He would have given it to the Chinese, he would have given it in Chinese. He would have given it in translation. As the Gemara says in Saitan Perikela Nemor, that when they wrote, when they crossed over the Yarden, and they put up the big abadim in Saratos Masid, and they had to write kolatar kula, bayer heitev, so the Gemara says Bar Heta means Meshivim Loshen. So the Gemara asks, what's the significance of translating Meshivim Loshen? That all the Umasalim should come and learn the Torah Shebichzav. So that was the original plan that Rabbanu Shlomo was offering Kala Terakula Belaz in translation to the Umasalim, so they would only have Torah Shebichzav. Because the only thing that's nitan to translation, the only thing that lends itself to translation is the text itself. When he offered the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he wasn't going to give us in translation. We say in the Nusach HaBracha, Shabbach HaBam Kol Hamim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah Soi. His Torah means the Torah in the Nusach that they have it in the heavens. The Loshen HaKodesh is the official language that they have in heaven. So if you have the Torah, Torah Soi, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Nusach in the original Hebrew, so then you have sometimes Molein, sometimes Choser, and sometimes an extra Nun, and sometimes an extra Vav, and a plural, and a singular. And you have all the diukim, and you have a klal, a prat, a klal, and you have ribuyim, and extra words, and missing letters. If you do it in translation, all of this is lost in translation. So he says the original plan to give it to the Umasailam, the whole Meduber in the first place only was to give them Torah Shebichzav. There was never a half a minute to give Torah Shebalpeh. But when he gave to the Bnei Yisrael, he gave with the Torah Shebalpeh as well. He gave it, Baloshna Kodesh, that it should lend itself to all of the drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh. So he interprets the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach on Beis, has a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer de Amoira, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lozer ben Fados, not the Tana. So usually when you have a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer, usually the din should be like Rabbi Yechanan, because ain't Alocha ki Talmud ben Mokam Arav, Rabbi Lozer was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Once in a long while you have a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Lozer, the din is like Rabbi Lozer. Let's say ribis kitzutza yotze b'dayanim, eina yotze b'dayanim. So that happens to be on the first daf in Hezer Neshach, that's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Yechanan's shita is not accepted. Rabbi Yechanan says ribis kitzutza if I lent you money and I charged ribbis and you paid me back with the ribbis, Rabbi Yochanan says, Fafam, ain't a yotze b'dayon. You can't get the money back. If you bring me to the Torah and you'll say, you paid ribbis and you want your money back, they won't force me to give the money back. If I want to do a midas chassidus, mecha teisa, be the lots of zidei shemaim, to give it back, that's very nice on my part. But the bezin will not force me. The ribbis kitzutsa will not be yotze b'dayon. And Rabbi Loza disagrees, and the Gemara there says, halacha ki Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, the din is like Rabbi Loza. That's an exception to the rule. There, here and there, there are a couple exceptions to the rule. So here is a machleg zab yechan Rabbi Loza, and it's a shaila how you pass in lalacha. The Prima Godem has talks about this.
In other words, if I do a lot, if I'm over on a lot, and I made money on a deal, or I made anything, I don't have to give it back? Yeah.
If I stole money, then it's a din. But over here by ribbis, the fellow agreed to it in the first place. Right, he agreed in the first place.
The Torah told me not to ask for ribbis.
Torah told me not to, but I gave you a better deal than the bank would have given. The bank would have charged you more ribbis. You pleaded with me, do me a favor, lend me $1 million, only take 3% ribbis. I did your taifa. Koyde Matan Torah would have been a gewaldige mitzvah that I only charged 3% ribbis. Lacha Matan Torah, it's an aveira. Shangvar an aveira. So that's the question. So I did an aver, but you can't say that it's outright Yidela. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Fafan, he did the aver and he keeps the money.
The same thing, let's say I don't keep Shabbos, I don't want to work, I made a lot of money. I keep the money.
Keep the money.
Yeah.
If he wants a kapara, so let him figure out how to get a kapara. But strictly speaking, there's no halacha that that he has to give all the money to charity.
No,
he made money by being Mechal Shabbos.
Didn't do both.
Yeah. So it's a shaila how we pass it. Anyway, so here the Gemara has a machleg Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza in Gittin Daf Samach and based on the top line. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I forgot who says which way. Rabbi Yochanan says the normal way. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you look at Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is the majority, we know that the Rabban Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh, blend. Part of Torah Shebichtav, part of Torah Shebalpeh. So if you look in the library on the wall, all the Svarim, or in any library, which is the majority? Is the Torah Shebichtav the majority of Torah Shebalpeh? So Rabbi Yochanan says, normal. Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is only 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, 24 Svarim. Torah Shebalpeh is ain't lo Ketz, ain't lo Shia, it's on Ashir. There's so much in Torah Shebalpeh. And Rabbi Loza says, I'm writing a statement that the Rav of the Torah
is
Biksav. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza. What's enough? How can it be a machlekes? That's what Dachran. How can it be a machlekes? How can you have a machlekes in Mitzvahs? How can you have a machlekes? Of course, Rabbi Loza. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan is right. The Rube, 99.99% of the Torah is Balpeh. There's hardly anything. How does it? It's Ketipa Menayam, the 24 Svarim of the Kisei HaKodesh. It's very little. How could it be a machlekes? A Pella. Yeah, okay, that's what they all point out. Rashi has an interpretation on the Gemara, right?
The Torah Bashanah is the Torah Shabbat.
Okay, but still, which is the Rav? The Rav is the Torah Shabbat.
The interpretation.
Okay, so it has to do with what he's saying. Okay. So in that Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar are arguing how to interpret a pasuk in Treyos. I think it's in Hosea. The pasuk says, Echtov loy rubay tayrasi. So Rabbi Loza learns the pasuk kipshuto, Echtov loy rubay tayrasi. The Rabbanu Shel Olam says, he wrote down, Rav of the Torah, Echtov loy, I wrote for the Klal Yisrael, rubay tayrasi. Right? That's pshat in the pasuk. So Treg the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yechon going to do with the pasuk in Hosea? The Gemara says, no, it's bitmiya, it's not benichusa. Echtov loy rubay tayrasi? What, I'm going to write the Rav Torah, that would be a disaster. Halokam ozar nechshavu. That's the Hemeshchah of the Pasuk. So what does the Pasuk mean? If one should assume like Rabbi Yochanan, what? I should write the Rav Torah? I'm not going to do that. Halokam ozar nechshavu. So Tesis interprets on the Gemara that the Umas Olam have the Tanakh in translation. That was the original plan also. The Rabban Shalom told him to write by a Hetev, to write B'Shivim Loshen, in order that all the Umas Olam should be able to read. That's what the Gemara says in Soita and Elam Galchim. That was the purpose. That's what the Malamed Lohail has it. Not the Malamed Lohail, the Sridi Yesh of Weinberg has he used to teach in after the war. Before the war, he was in Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin. And after the war, he ran away and he was in Switzerland. So he used to teach in a university. So the shaila was, is one permitted to give a class in Torah? Are you allowed to teach Torah in the university? Hayois, that Nochrim are going to attend your class also. Gemara says that it's prohibited It's also for a Nochri to learn Torah. A Nochri Shosik by Torah is like a Boal Eshishish. Torah Tzivalon Moshe my Rosh, Atik my Rosh, Alamu Rosh, like a Boal Eshishish. And it's also for Yisrael to teach Torah to a Nochri. How does the Pasuk say in Pesukah de Zimra? How did that Pasuk, I already forgot how it goes.
Yeah, it's like
Yisrael
to teach Torah to a Nochri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Magid Rav LeYaakov Chukav Mishpatav LeYisrael. Rabbi Shlomo only gave the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. Lo Yosachen Chogi didn't give the Torah to the Goy. Mishpatam Bal Yidom. He doesn't want to give the Torah to the Goy. So the Gemara in Chagig learns out from this pasuk that it's also Limser Torah to the Nochem. It's also for the Nochri to learn Torah that Torah Tzivu Lana Moshe Marosh, and it's also for Yisrael to teach the Torah to the Goy. So he says, Svek Takasha, what do you need another pasuk to teach you from the Sneva Lissite Michshol? If the Nochri is prohibited to learn Torah, so if I state that we're not permitted to teach him the Torah, the din of Lifnever applies even to a Nochri. The Gemara gives a marshal to give Eid Menachai to a Ben Noach, or to give Yain to a Nazir. So there is a din of Lifnever Lissite Mirshal by Nochri. So that's what Tosis is. Why do you need another Pasuk that also Yisrael Im Satora Laakum? It should be a Lifnever. So Tosis says sometimes there wouldn't be Lifnever. Let's say there's another professor who's teaching Torah to the Nochem anyway. So Ben Kovako, they could do the Avera without my assistance. And I want to teach to make a few dollars. I don't want to teach in order to do the Avera. But the Avera on the part of the Nochri is going to be violated anyway. He has a professor who's teaching him Torah. So that's called Chadiv and Anari. Since the Nochri has the opportunity to do the Avera anyway, so if I'll teach him the Torah, I will not be in violation of Lifnei V'Lisitei Michshol. That's the one in the first parakan of Avera Zohar, Davov HaMebeis. But you're only in violation of Lifnei V'Lisitei Michshol when you're dealing with the Nochri. In dealing with a Jew, Taisa says slightly different. But if the one whom you're going to be machshel in the Aver is a Nachri, so the Gemara seems to say that there's only about, the Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara, so that's a problem. But it's simple, in Shulchan Aruch, they pass from like Taisa, that there's no Lifnei v'Lisitei Michshol, the Gabi a Nachri, who's over the Aver. If Ben Kovako, he had the opportunity to be over the Aver. Yeah. So let's say they have a university, they have Ben Kovako, they have a professor who's teaching Torah to the Nachri. And he asked me, am I interested in teaching a course? The Nochem can go to the other course anyway. So in such a case, I'm not in violation of Lifni because it's Chadiv and Narev, but nonetheless, it's an Isser. It's also Lim Satara Le Nochem. So the Taisvis, so the Sridi Eish has this tshuva, this prohibition that you're not allowed to teach Torah to Nochrim, does this only apply on Torah Shebal Peh, or does it even apply to Torah Shebichsav? So he says, a few Rishonim seem to say the Feirish, there's no prohibition on Torah Shebichsav, because the Gemara said, why was the Torah written by a hater b'shivim loshen? That it should be available to the Umas Olam. So you see that there's no Isser. The Pashta says that the Isser is only on the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Taisvis in Gittin, Samach HaMebeis, quotes such a Medrash on this Pasuk, quotes like Rabbi Yechanan. The Medrash learns like Rabbi Yechanan. Echta lo echta dal echta evloi rubei toirasi, the Rabbi Shalom says, what I should write? Rive of the Torah, I should write the Chsav. So the Goyim will claim that they're the Yaman Yivcha. The Goyim have the Tanakh in translation. They claim that they're the Yaman Yivcha. And the Yidden are on the outs. The Yidden are the Catholics claim that they're the Yaman Yivcha. So they have the Torah, so what can we do? But the answer is no, we have the Torah Shebal Peh. So we can say they don't have the real McCoy. But what would have been if the whole Torah would have been the Chsav? Now they order art scroll. Every time they put out another article, so the Vatican gets 18 copies of every volume of the article. So they're going to have everything. They have the Prima Gaudens in English, the Mishnah Berurah, everything. So they'll say that they're the Aman Nifcha, they have everything. So that's what the Rabbi Shalom said. I don't want to write Roy Vater. That's how Taisus interprets on that. So that's what the Rabbi Foyle Hamburger says, that the plan milachatchila, there never was a havamina to give Torah Shebal Peh to the Yom HaSom. The whole havamina only was on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh was certainly reserved for the Klal Yisrael, and that's what it means in the Gemara Taka and Gittin Daf Samach Amen Aleph, that like Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael, El Al Torah Shebal Peh, Shenemar, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ele, Karati Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ele, Al Pi means Torah Shebal Peh. That makes the Jewish people unique and different is the Torah Shebal Peh, because the Torah Shebichsav we can share in common with the Umasam. They didn't want to accept it. They didn't even want to accept the Torah Shebichsav. But even I feel naniach that they'll sit and they'll read the Bar Heite. Even if they'll read the Bar Heite B'Shivim Loshen and they'll learn it, but that'll only be a Madrega of Torah Shebichsav. Still not going to have the uniqueness of being the Balei HaMasorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's how the Gemara seems to learn. Ki al pi advarim ha'ela karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael, the lakos ha'kodosh v'ach bris in Yisrael, el al Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Frohl Hamburger has a difficulty with that pasuk. All the Mefarshim ask, how does that pasuk begin? K'sav l'chos advarim ha'ela, write down the Torah Shebechzav, ki al pi advarim ha'ela karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. How do you read the pasuk? K'sav l'chos advarim ha'ela, write down the Torah Shebechzav. The Gemara says, Vam Shebechzav has to be Bechzav. Torah Shebechzav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh Shenema. K'sav l'chos advarim ha'ela. So the pasuk is going on Torah Shebechzav. So how do you write it? Ki al pi al dvarim ha'ela k'rati et chabris v'es Yisrael ha'kodesh ha'kodesh baruch hu b'risim Yisrael el al Torah Shebaal Peh. How does it have a hemshech on the psukim?
It's a source to the Baal Peh. Yeah, Dvarim ha'ela. But using this as a source, I can understand.
Based on
that, you have to use the Torah Shebaal Peh to understand the Torah Shebechzav.
No.
The Torah Shebechzav, you can't understand without
write down the Torah Shebechzav.
But you have to use the Torah Shebaal Peh.
Because, what's the significance of writing down Torah Shebechzav? Because based on the Torah Shebechzav, I'm going to give you a Torah Shebaal Peh that derives from it, and the Ikar Kriyas Shema Bris is going to be. So why write down the Torah Shebechzav? Let the Rabbanu Shalom give the whole Torah Shebaal Peh.
Okay.
So I always used to think pshat in the Gemara is that the word ki mishamish bedal l'shaynes. Rashi and Chumash quotes that the word ki can have four different interpretations. And then Rashi says that some of those interpretations themselves have two or three interpretations. So ki mishamish, ki, the word ki can have 10 different interpretations. So one, the simple pshat ki means because. Do this because of that. But the Ibn Ezra points out that once in a while you have the word ki that means despite the fact. Has just the opposite meaning. Ki means because. Doha, and sometimes ki means apal pi she, just the opposite. Like the Ibn Ezra says on the pasuk in the end of Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should forgive the Bnei Yisrael. Where's the chumash? You have a chumash. It says, Rabbanu Shalom should be mashe shchenas v'sol ki am ki sheyarev hu.
Yeah.
Apal pi. Salach talav enen lachat asenu chatan. What do you mean ki am ki sheyarev hu? Rabbanu Shalom should be mashe shchenas because we are an am ki sheyarev. Other rabbi, because he doesn't want to. So the Ibn Ezra interprets Ki Amkshav despite the fact that we are an Amkisha Yerifu, nonetheless. Here it says, the Rabban Shalom says, Ki lo ye'ela b'kibucha Ki Amkisha Yerifu. I'm not going to be Mashu Shchinasi, because you are an Amkisha Yerifu, Penach El Chabadar. I may get angry at you, you chevra Arakshanim, you'll do Averis, and I'll have to punish you and I'll destroy you. In that pasuk, the Rabban Shalom is speaking, he says, Ki Amkshir, because they are an Amkshir. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel, so he says, he uses the Lashon just fakir. Forgot already what the pasuk says. He asks them to be Mashu Shchinas, and he saw Ki Amkshir, despite the fact that all the Meiri has such a taich on the pasuk in Tehillim, I think. Tuv Tamed Aslam Deni Kibi Mitzvisecha Ha Monti. So the Meiri interprets on that pasuk. Tuv tamid aslam deinu. Rabbanu Shalom, give me sechel to understand. Tami hamitzvus, keep the mitzvus secha hemanti. Apal pi, even though I have emunah anyway, and I'm going to keep the mitzvus anyway, whether I understand or don't understand. But if I'm doing it, already, so give me a break. Explain to me. Let me understand. So it's not ki the mitzvus secha hemanti because, but it rather means despite the fact that. So that's what I thought, that the Gemara here is interpreting the word ki. Rabban Shalom says, I want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to write down the Torah Shebechzav, despite the fact that Yikmekendach Fregen Akasha, the Ikar Kriyas Bris.
Alpi
Advarim Hayel Karati Chid Bris Ves Yisod. The real Kriyas Bris with Bnei Yisod that makes them singular and unique is the Torah Shebaal Peh. So what do we need the Torah Shebechzav for? Bichlal, let's dispose with the Torah Shebechzav. Let's have everything Baal Peh. So Rabban Shalom says, no. Despite the fact that Alpi Advarim Hayel Karati Chid, nonetheless, I want to have a Torah Shebechzav. This is what I used to think. So Rav Frohl Hamburger doesn't write like that in his sefer Marpei Loshon. He thinks that ki means because of, and he says his taich. Sov l'chos advarim ha'ele. He says, I want you to write it b'loshon hakodesh. Ki, because if you write it b'loshon hakodesh, then you can figure everything out in between the lines. If you wouldn't write it advarim ha'ele, dvarim kahava yosem. If you would write it b'laz in translation, m'shivim loshon, then the whole Torah Shebaal Peh would have been lost.
But the Torah, when the Moshe gave it, was everybody heard it was the Shivu Losh, no?
Such a medrash, yeah.
Yeah, it's a medrash, says that every nation heard it in their own Losh.
That's Eretz HaDibur, yeah.
Yeah, just as Eretz HaDibur.
What's talking about machloikas of Yechon Rav Lazar? Very strange. How can you have a machloikas? That's what Dach Reim. How can you have a machloikas in Metzias? How can you have a machloikas? You look in any library, we know that the Rav of the Torah is clearly Torah Shabbat Per. What is there to discuss? So on the side of the Gemara, Rebbe Kiva Eger, there in Gittin, Daf Samach and Beis, refers you to look in the Sefer Be'er Sheva on the first Daf in Hirius. The Be'er Sheva here, this is the Prima Godim's Psicha Kolelis, the Orachaim, is an introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. A beautiful Sefer. And there are many, many commentaries, at least 30 or 40 Sforim written commentaries on the Prima Godim's Psicha Kolelis. Very fascinating things. So he starts off his Psicha Kolelis by quoting this Be'er Sheva. It's interesting, the Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. Before him, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, known as the Mabit, the Maharit, was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He was the Bar Plukta, the Maharit. Rabbi Yosef Ditrani lived also in Sfas, and he had a son who was known as the Mabit, Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yosef Ditrani. That was the father and the son. The father was the Maharit, and the son was the Mabit. So at the same time that Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote his Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, so the Mabit wrote his Sefer, a Kiryas Sefer, a Chibur on the Rambam also. The Kesef Mishnah became much more popular than the Mabit because it's much better. It gives you all the marmakaymus. It tells you every Rambam. What is it? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Gemara? Is it Shver? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. But the Giris is the Kiryas Sefer has very often very strange things. Whenever he does another Makas, he starts making up something. Whenever a guy in a koil has to say a chabura, say look in the Mabit, look in the Kiryas Sefer, they're always. You always find that Varpela is something to say a chabura. It has very strange things. It's questionable whether you can even use it to boy oisa yisoid or anything to develop, because it's really highly questionable. Anyway, his tshuvas are much better. The tshuvas of the Rabbis, I think, are better than the Kiryasa. The Kiryasa is trying to give Makaris for the Rambam, so sometimes it's questionable. But he has a hakdama. The Mabit has the hakdama to this Sefer Kiryas Sefer. I think the Hakdom is quoted more often than the Sefer itself. So the Sefer is Sefer just goes running on the Rambam, Perek by Perek, and it gives you marmakoimus or comments on the halachas. It's like a kitzur shulchan aruch, and you hear bridged all the Rambams, and here and there he gives you some maramokam or some insight. But the Hakdom is something like the Psicha Kalal, is like eight or ten chapters, the Hakdom is the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's very interesting. So he also raises this question: how can have a machlokes in Metzius? All the questions that were asked by the Kiryas Sefer, by the Be'er Sheva, and by the Prima Godim. So he asks all the questions. He gives the same answer that the Be'er Sheva gave. He says that they both say, if you look in Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi says like you said, that what is Rabbi Yechanan? What is the Nekudas Hamachlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar? Well, the Rov of Torah is Bichsav, a Rov of the Torah is Baal Peh. What constitutes Torah Shabbat Peh? What are the different parts of Torah Shabbat Peh? So one part, the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnah, this Mabit gives you the 10 Chalokim to the Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he says, you look in the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnah, the Rambam has 3 parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. But he took the 3 parts, he quotes it, and he says, this further subdivided, he made it into 10 parts. So one part of Torah Shabbat Peh is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that's clearly Torah Shabbat Peh. Halacha L'Moshe Misina is a technical term that means a din, which is transmitted orally, which has absolutely no way to figure out. If you read in between the lines from Tereit and Lexi and the Chumash, you will never find it. There's no Yitr and no Chaser and no Mole and Chaser and Rabim and Yochid, Klal Prat. There's no way to figure it out from the Torah Shabbat Peh. No Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah would figure it out. That's the definition of Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So Halacha L'Moshe Misina is clearly Torah Shabbat Peh. But then the Rambam has another category of things that he calls part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam gives an example. Gives an example, Pri Eitz Hodor, and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnai. So he says, Pri Eitz Hodor means an Esrog. It's not that the Pshat in the Pasuk is a good-looking fruit, and an appetizing-looking fruit, and the halacha says you have to use an esrog. No, the halacha, the tradition says that that's what the Pirush HaMilus is. Or it says Ayin Tachas Ayin, and the tradition has it that it's Moment. So the Rambam says there never was a Machloikas. The Gemara had a Havamin in the first half in Achloikas, and Bava Kame, that there was one Tana says Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. The Gemara says Mamish, Chisal Kadai Tach Mamish. So he says, why not? If the Tana says Mamish, it means Mamish. He says, no. That was Pirusha Mahamu Kabbalah Mamash Messina. It wasn't Shach to have a Machloikas on that. What is an afkamina? What is the Rambam fussy about over there about this Pirusha Mahamu Kabbalah Mamash Messina? So the Rav spoke about this, and he published in a few essays he has about this. He said, when a Malamed teaches children in school, not mechuyev have to teach every Rashi, not mechuyev have to teach every Maimon Chazal and every Medrash and every Agarta and every Drosha of the Torah Shabbat on the Pasuk. He's teaching little children, he just teaches Pshuto Shal Mikra, but you have to be careful to say the Emizdik of Pshuto Shal Mikra. If he's going to give a false interpretation, then it's Megal upon him Atara Shaloi Ka'alocha. So let's say the Rebbe doesn't want to get involved in details. So he says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, it's not negated to the kids. He says, you poke out his eye. Yad Tachas Yad, you cut off his arm. So not only has he misled the children as far as what Allah is concerned, that's called Megal upon him Atara Shaloi Ka'alocha. That's not the correct pshat. The Malamin is not allowed to teach that pshat. Not that the Torah Shabbat Peh says we don't practice that it says. We don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyos B'Shabbos either, but when you teach Chumash, you teach that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. It's not that the Torah Shabbat Peh has changed the din. No, that Torah Shabbat Peh says that's the Pshat and the Pusik. Ayin Tachasayin, the Malamed has to interpret Moment. And on Priyat Tod, the Malamed has to interpret that it means Esrog. The Rav said over B'Shem Rav Chaim, that this is one of his drushes. He said over that when it says that they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bahaloscha it says that Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, Alisha Kushis Hashalokach, Kisha Kushis Lokach, so Pashup Shat is that they were complaining he married Shvarta. Married all the others, married Yiddish, and he intermarried. He married this Shiksa, Shvarta girl. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal that that's not what it means. That Kushis means
beautiful.
Kushis means tzaddikus, mishuna b'maaser. That she was a tzaddikus. So what's the lashon hara? Alisha Kushis, Kisha Kushis look. So what's the lashon hara? So Rashi interprets that he divorced his wife. The lashon hara was she's a tzaddikus. Why did he divorce his wife? So he said that Rab Chaim, his grandfather, held that that's considered also from the Pirushim Hamkubalim L'Moshe Misinai. If the Malamed will interpret other than what the Chazal said, and other Pesukim in the Chazal are giving an additional level of interpretation, reading in between the lines. So reading in between lines, and I'm going to tell all the children, everything in between lines, just tell them what it says in the lines, and you'll be entitled to your salary. I'm going to pile on too much. Sometimes you confuse the Talmidim if you give them too much. But Rab Chaim said over here, if you don't say what Rashi said, this Rashi is not an additional Medrash. No, this is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. He married a tzaddik, as if she would have been not so observant. So we understand why he divorced her. But zirgena frume. So what did he divorce his wife? And then the Baruch Shalom said, because I told him to. I told him that he should divorce his wife. He told Baruch Shalom told everybody, shuvu lechem li'aleichem. After Matan Torah, they were permitted to go back to family life. Atapa mori mori. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't go back. You have the bechina like Maimon Hasina for the rest of your life. So the Baruch Shalom told him he has to get divorced from his wife. But the Rav said that Rav Chaim held that that's one of the Pirushim HaMekubalim HaMoshe Misina. So after Acharei Kechlos HaKol, when you have the Torah Shabbat Peh gives you, this is a part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh tells you Pirushim HaMekubalim HaMoshe Misina. So Bleibtach, that's Torah Shabbat. That the Pshat, that's not, you can't call that Torah Shabbat Peh. You want to know that you need an Esrog and you can't use an orange, yeah. So what do you say? Well, the Torah Shabbat Peh says so. No, the Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's Pirush Ma'am Kuvolim. The Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's the Pshat. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. It's not that that's added on Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh says that that's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So this is just the opposite from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is purely Torah Shabbat Peh. And Pirush Ma'am Kuvolim L'Moshe Misinai is, after you have the Pirush Ma'am Kuvol, the traditional interpretation, then it comes out that that's Mamish the Pshuta Shal Mikra. Then you have other parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. You have Takonis de Rabbanon. The Rambam says all the Dinim de Rabbanon also become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's Dinim de Rabbanon. But we're concentrating on the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's the rice. Then you have another category of Torah Shabbat Peh that's an issue. It's what the Gemara calls Lo Misaron HaKasav Ela LaChachamim. The Gemara in Chagiga speaks about Malocha and Chalamoid. That on the one hand, the Pasuk says you don't do Malocha on Yom Tov, sounds like Chalamoid, you may do Malocha. On the other hand, it says that if it's that Chalamoid is something, now let's do Malocha. So it means you make a compromise. Some halachas you're allowed to do, some halachas you're not allowed to do. Dabar Aved and all the other rules and regulations. So the question is, how do you figure all of that out? The Dabar Aved, who state us in the Vertif and the Pasuk, how do you figure that? So the Gemara says, Allah Shalom, Masawa na Hakas of Allah Hachamim. So what does that concept mean? So Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Dav Chav has two opinions. That's the first Rosh in Moed Katan. Starts like this. Moed Katan starts off with the topic in the beginning of Moed Katan, the first two Perokim, is Melechus Chalamoy. And the third parak is mainly Avelis, with a little Melechus Chalamoy continued into the third parak. So the opening Rosh in Masechus Moed Katan is, what's the status of Melechus Chalamoy? Is it a Din Dereis or a Din Derabbanan? So the Rosh has a whole Arichas, and that famous Tosis is in Moed Katan, also a little bit, in Chagig a little bit, but mainly in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof, the end of the first parak. So the Tosis has two opinions, whether Melechus Chalamoy is Dereis or Derabbanan. You look in Shulchan Aruch, the Machloek is the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Mechaber Paskins, Melechus Chalamoy is prohibited only with the Rabbanan, and the Ramah Paskins, the Melechus Chalamoy is an Issa Dereis, representing the two views in the Tosis. What's an Afkamina, whether it's an Issa Dereis and Issa Derabbanan? So the Afkamina is, what if you have a Safik? Safik Dereis and Luchum Safik Derabbanan Lekula. What if you have an Ibayah, the Leif Shita and the Gemara? If you have an Ibayah, the Leif Shita, so Rabbi Kivega points out, Lishitasoi, there is an Ibayah, the Leif Shita, I forgot which one already, and the Gemara might quote regarding Melechus Chalamoy, and the Mechaber Paskins Lahakel, and the Ramah Paskins Lahachah. So he says it's Lishitasim, because in the first sif they already set up the rules. The Mechaber holds that as the Rabbanah, the Ramah holds that as the Reis. So the Mele, Lishitasim. The Mechaber says on Ibayah Leif Shita that you go Lekula, like any Safik, the Rabbanah Lekula, and the Ramah says you go Lekula. I don't know if that's Yidarshin Dova Halamin Meyonai, maybe it's from the Midrash Atarin Edreshes Behem. So maybe that means that's an interpretation of the Pasuk. Maybe the Pshut Shel Mikra does mean that you're not allowed to steal. Maybe you're permitted to translate that. Maybe the correct translation really is in the Pshut Shel Mikra, that it goes on Kenevis Mammon. And the Torah Shabbat Peh says it's a Dova Halamin Meyonai, that we have an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. I don't know if that's necessarily from the Pirushim Am Kabbalim or Moshe Messina. I'm defending Art Scroll. Maybe Art Scroll was right.
I know.
You have in Parashas Kedoshim, you have a lot to Gnoivu. There it goes on moments.
Here it goes on moments. That's the Oynish. But you have, where's the Lav? So the Lav, not Sarasad Dibra, so you shouldn't you translate do not kidnap? So maybe you should. And maybe no. Maybe that interpretation is in between the lines. Maybe the Pshut Shal Nikra really goes on Gnevis moment. Because the Rishonim say like that. What is the Hemshech? Yeah. Between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisrael. What's state in Parshas Yisrael that the Torah wrote Parshas Mishpatim? Mm-hmm. So the Rishon Machumish, I think, the Svarna, and several others say, because it says in the Seres HaDibes Lo Signoi, and how do you determine whether it's my money or your money? So I'm going to tell you the secret, Parshas Mishpatim. So if you're entitled to the money and I take it, it's I'm Ivan Lo Signoi. If I'm entitled and you take it, so you're Ivan Lo Signoi. So the whole Mishpatim is to explain the Pratim, the details of Lo Signoi. So the Pashtas, and I think the Gaonim also, the Rishonim and the Gaonim, who the Rashi quotes in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon, that the Aseres Adibros are the 10 categories under which we classify all of the 613 mitzvahs. So there are some Rishonim and Gaonim who classified which mitzvahs belong under Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and which under Lo Signov. So I think they put all the Dinim of Dinim Amun, it's under Lo Signov, all the mitzvahs should be under Machavera. I think they interpreted that the Pshuta is that it does refer to Gnevis Mammon, and this is a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. An additional level of interpretation.
It says, why is
it Mirza?
Because
we heard
on
Hasin as a signal. Oizen Shishama, yeah. The Gemara seems to say, Oizen Shishama Hasin as a signal, yeah. Mm-hmm. So these two opinions in Tosis, where the Melechus Chalamoy is the Raisa de Rabbanon, really hinge on the translation of the words in the Gemara. That Braisa in Chagige, Daf Yutches, I think. Where the Bryce says, on the one hand, it sounds like only on Yontov you're not allowed to do melacha. On the other hand, it's mashma epis a little bit. Chalamoid, you're also not allowed to do melacha. How can it be? So some yeah and some no. And how do you decide which yeah and which no? Lamasar akasuv el alachachamim. So what does that mean? So the Mechaber understood that day in Tosis. The Torah gave the Chachamim the authority to invent Dinim Derabbanan. That's all the phrase means. Not a new concept. That's an old concept. Dinim Derabbanan. Dinim Derabbanan. So Lamasan Akasal Lachamim is the Torah gave the Rabbanim authority to invent Dinim Derabbanan. And the other day in Tosis at the Ramah Pasuk says, no, Dinim Derabbanan, that's in all over Shas. Here the Gemara is coming up with a newfangled idea. Adin deraisa, where there's no midrash haturin, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai, and there's no klal prat, there's no mamatzino, there's no midrash haturin drash spam to hang on, to darshan from. And nonetheless, it's something like svara. The Gemara says in a few places, kro lomali svarahu. The Gemara has on a few dinim. I don't need a pasuk if it's a svara. And if you have a pasuk, the pasuk should be interpreted as referring to something else. You can't refer to this din. Whatever is a svara, you don't need a pasuk. So over here, it's not that it's a svara, but I have a pasuk that's written in a vague fashion. You don't know what the gedorim are. It says that you're not allowed to do malacha chalamoy, but not exactly to the same extent as yontif. So where does that leave you? So you have to say something. So it's lemesar nakasa alacha chacham. The chacham should use this seichel to be kaveya what is included and what is not included. So that's a new concept. Lemesar nakasa lacham is a din deraisa, which is determined by the chachamim, but it's not invented. It's not a din derabanan invented by the chacham. It's a din deraisa that's determined. It's nikva by the chachamim based on their svara. Lo Masar and Akasa Vela La Chacham.
Didn't this plow itself?
No. Then Tosis, there are more Paschans like that opinion in Tosis that this is their Isa. This is one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drasha Spam along the lines of Svara. Svara, whatever Svara, I don't need any Drasha for. I don't need a Pasuk, I don't need a Drasha. And even if the thing is not Svara, not that I would say it's from a gut feeling I know on my own. No. I have a Pasuk that's vague. And somebody has to draw lines. You have to be kaveh what the details are. So if you have no midrash haTorah and Rashi spam, so you have the right to make up whatever you think makes sense. L'masana kas l'cham, and that becomes a din deraisa. The way the chacham kaveh becomes a din deraisa. You have the Rambam and Hilchas Avodah Zarah quotes all the dinim of chukas hagoyim. You're not permitted to go with chukas hagoyim. So the Gemara Masech Shabbos has different things. The Tosefta Masech Shabbos, I think, has two krokin listing off all the various chukas hagoyim. Some of these chukas hagoyim are mamish yisurim deraisa. It's unclear whether all of those things mentioned in the Tosefta and the Gemara, whether they're all tak included min haTorah under chukas hagoyim, losecho v'chukas hagoyim, or maybe it's only midirabbanan. So there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to take a haircut like the Nochem to be Mesapa Koimi. Ah, Modna preaches dick a haircut. And then the Gemara says, but shall base Rebbe Hitiru Lesapa Koimi. The Rebbe's family members represented the Klal Yisrael when they went to the Roman Senate to negotiate on Inyoni Klal. So the Chachamim allowed them to take such a haircut like a goy. So the Rishonim ask, how can it be? But if it's an Issa Deraisa, I ain't allowed to take a haircut. So it's a right that this Chukas HaGoyim is only with the Rabbonim. And the Rishonim assume that many of those Chukas HaGoyim are not really biblical, it's not really an Issa Deraisa. Many of them are probably only the Rabbonim. But the difficulty is, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam lists off, Mesapa Koimi is an Issa Chukas HaGoyim in HaTorah. He says it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Kesem Mishnah, on the side of the Rambam, Shrek the Chakasha. How's the Rambam going to answer this? This kasha of Tosis, how shall Beis Rebbe Hitiru L'Sapa Koimi? If it's an Issa Deraisa, you can only matter if there's a suffix sakana. So he has two terutim on the kasha. So one terut, that's what they hold the Medina Yisrael. All in Yoni HaMedina are called suffix pikuach nefesh. Whatever the Medina needs, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos and eat trefus. Sorche, to run a government, that's what they're discussing. If Senator Lieberman becomes appointed our vice president, so what's going to be Shabbos? What's going to be Yom Tov? What's going to be Kashrus? What's going to be So the question is, well, it's not there, it's Yisrael. But the Kesem Mishnah says, to run a Yiddish in Medina, a lot of times you can't keep Shabbos and Kashrus and everything. So sometimes we consider Tzorche Hanhagas HaMedina as a Sofik Pikuach HaNefesh. That's one teretz that the Kesem Mishnah suggests. That maybe it was permissible to violate an Issa Deraisa because Tzorche HaKlal is considered like Sofik Sakonis Nefesh. Maybe? And then he gives another suggestion that even if it's not a suffix sakana at all, but still, it's not that this is black and white a beferish pasuk and a chumash. It is a pasuk chukas losecha b'chukas agoy. What's included, what's not included is lemesar nakasav ala chachamim. So if it's loy mesar nakasav ala chacham, so the chacham have the right to say that for those who represent those who are krovim lamalchus are permitted to violate it, that the din doesn't apply in their instance. That's how the Kesem Mishnah says. He's assuming that this loy mesar nakasav ala chachamim is a new kind of a din deraisa. Rabbi Chana Vasserman has a whole country's divrei sofrim. about the relationship between Dinim de Rabbanim and Dinim de Raisin, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And the Chazon Ish has a Oris, has a running commentary on the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim of, not a running commentary, has a few major comments on the Kuntres of Rabbi Chanan Vassman. So Rabbi Chanan has a kasha, he's not so happy about this Kesem Mishnah. He says he doesn't understand. La Masara Kasva La Chachamim means it's up to the Chachamim to determine what is included and what is not included. So they were sitting and clearing what's going to be with this kind of haircut, Masapa Kaimi, should it be included or not? So they had a discussion, they decided it is included. Once it's included, how do they have the right to say that it doesn't apply to those who are Krov Mala Malchus?
When they made the
Gzeira. It's not a Gzeira. Oh, if it would have been a Gzeira, so they say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama, it's only the Rabbanon, so they can be Makel despite the fact that there's no heter of suffix Sakana. But once they said it is included, so if you say it like that, so what does it help to say? Once they said that it isn't, they had a Brera to say it's not included. But once they said that it is included, the Chukas HaGoyim, so what's the heter? The only heter should be Suffix Sakana. He's not happy about this Keset Mishnah. So these are the Mabit in his Hagdome to his Sefer. Kira Sefer is discussing, he gives his Hagdome as a development of the whole theme of the Torah Shebal Peh. So he's breaking down to the various parts, the different aspects of Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, Halach L'Moshe Misina, that's Mamish Torah Shebal Peh. Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Misina L'Chore, after you have this Kabbalah, Liktis Neverta, that's Mamish Torah Shebal Peh. You have Dinam de Rabbana, okay. Lo Masana Kasala Chachamim, okay. Maybe it's also the Raisa. The bulk of Torah Shebal Peh, he says, is really the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Hashem. So he says, if you look in Rashi, and that Gemara and Gittin Daf Samach Hamid Beis, that's what they both say. The Be'er Sheva, that Rebbe Kivega, Tzechen Zon, and the Gilyan Ashas and Gittin Samach Hamid Beis, as well as this Mabit, who preceded the Be'er Sheva by a few centuries. Mabit lived in the 1500s, and the Be'er Sheva lived in the 70s. I don't know when he lived, I'm not sure. Maybe 100 years later, 150 years later. So they both say the same thing, that if you look in Rashi, so Mabit writes it more barichas stuff. It's interesting. Mabit came first, and he writes it more barichas than the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva just has briefly. So they both point out that if you look in Rashi and the Gemara, Rashi learns that the bulk of Torah Shebal Peh are the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, not the halachas l'moshe m'sinai. There aren't so many halachas l'moshe m'sinai, and there aren't so many pirushim amikubalim l'moshe m'sinai l'masan akas v'alachachamis. There are not so many. The bulk of all the swarm, the whole Torah Shebal Peh, is really those halachas that are based on the Yud Gimel Midas. So it seems that this is the nekudas amachlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, where the rove of the Torah Shebal Peh, rove is biksav. What's with these dinim that you're reading in between the lines? So should I say, well, it's in between the lines?
It's not
in the lines, so that has the status of Torah Shebal Peh. Or should I say, no, that since it's based on what it does say, and you figure it out, Midbein Hashitim, because it's written, B'Loshon HaKodesh, okay, K'sav L'chas HaDvarim Ha'el, it's written the way the Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted, and Loshon HaKodesh, with the Tagim and everything, so maybe that has the status, even though it's not written, maybe it should have the status of Torah Shebichzav. Then the question is, l'may nafkimina? After you figure out that that's the nekuda samachloikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, they're arguing that's where Rashi seems to learn. They're arguing what is the status of all of the halachas that are nidrash through the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Nidrash Hashem. So, what's the nafkimina?
Are you teaching to a goy?
Are you allowed to teach it to a goy? Could be. Will you be permitted to teach it? So then you can teach him out everything to a goy.
Yeah.
Then you can teach everything only halacha moshe m'sinai. Very not mistaveh, no? Very not mistaveh. So be very little that you can't teach to a goy. So what's the nafkamina over here? Nafkamina, whether you can write it down. That's what the Mabit suggests. Should I say nafkamina, Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebichsav? He says, nah. Torah Shebichsav, you're allowed to write down means the text of the Tanakh. It doesn't mean the in between the lines. The Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted in between the lines three main in between the lines. Mm-hmm. So he said it's not mistabed that that's an afkamina. So what's an afkamina? Very shver. So they both give the same shver an afkamina. The Be'er Sheva is on the beginning of Hyrius. And the Mabit, who came before, writes the same afkamina. Very shver. But there is a din there in Hyrius. Hyrius, at the beginning of Maseches Hyrius, speaks about the institution that appears in Parshas Vayikra, the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, about Par Halam Novashel Tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol Paskin, let's say that you're allowed to turn on the electric lights on Shabbos. You're allowed to turn on the lights, everybody starts turning on the lights. Bez Nagodol Chief Rabbi says you're allowed to turn on the lights, they turn on the lights. Then after a year goes by, they change their mind, They realized they made a mistake, and it turns out that the Reiv HaTzibur was Mechal Shabbos because of the Bez Nagol. So rather than require of every single person who is Mechal Shabbos that he should bring a Korban Chatos, so the din is Bez Nagol brings one Chatos, the Parhan Davashal Tziba, on behalf of everybody, and everybody gets a Kapor. So the Gemara says there in the beginning of Ha'irias, it's not on the first daf, towards the beginning, second and third daf, that this din only applies if the mistake that the Bez Nagol made, that they changed their mind, was in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. But if the mistake was in the area of Torah Shebichzav, that's what they call a Tov B'Dovashat Tzdukim Odim Bov. Tov B'Dovashat Tzdukim Odim Bov means Torah Shebichzav. If the mistake wasn't Torah Shebichzav, so that's not Nitras in Hayroah. Hayroah Psak is only on Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichzav is not Nitras on Hayroah. That's what they are called Zilkri Beiravhu. Ask a child in the Cheder. Beirav means in the Cheder. Ask a child in the Cheder and they'll tell you, Kri, he'll read the Chumash to you. That's not Hayroah. You say, I got a psak from Moshe Feinstein that you have to lick tefillin on a Erev Shavuos. What do you mean, Moshe Feinstein? It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You say, Moshe said you have to put on tefillin Yantav Sheni Shel Golias. That's what to negotiate. That's a tilpul. That's what to talk about. You have to put on tefillin on Yantav. That's a machlokes satanoim. But you say, you have to put on tefillin on Erev Shavuos. What's the chiddush? Whatever is Torah Shebichzav, so it's not nitvas in Hayroah. So they both have the same strange nafkemina, the mabit, as well as the Be'er Sheva. They both say, what if the Bez Nagodol gave a psak, lahokil? And then the Reiv HaTzibur, follow, kula, what's wrong? Everybody follows the kula. And then a year goes by and it turns out everybody's following the kula. And then the Bez Nagodol changes their mind. They say, we made a mistake, we have charota. They advertise it, no one should be noig lahokil anymore. So the question is, did they bring a parham davashal tzibonat? So it depends, was it Torah Shebichzav? Is it very obvious? Is it a davashal tzidukim moldimbo? Or is it Torah Shebal Peh? So the Bez Nagodol is not sure. Funny case. Bez Nagodol is not sure whether the issue that they made a mistake on is such an obvious mistake. They're clapping al chet, they feel terrible. They made a mistake in their psak. And now they're not sure how terrible was the mistake. Was it mamish and often a pasuk in Chumash? That they just misread the pasuk and it's mamish a mistake in Torah Shebichzav? They said you take an orange for dalad minim. They said you take an orange. So if they said you take an orange, that's considered a mistake in Torah Shebichzav. Both say this depends on this machlekes of Yechon Rabbi Loza. You go baser roiv. Is roiv Torah bichsav or is roiv Torah bal peh? Shver avort. Even if roiv Torah is bichsav, what do you mean roiv Torah is bichsav? Means that roiv, they just said the same thing. That roiv of the Torah is the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is bal peh. That's not bichsav. That's called zilkri beirav. Zilkri beirav on the Midas HaTorah is called zilkri beirav. Very shver avort. That's very difficult. The Prima Gordon tries to give other nafkaminas, because that's a shvera nafkamina. He starts off with the first nafkamina of the Be'er Sheva. He doesn't have a mabit. He starts off with the Be'er Sheva, and then he says, I better have more nafkaminas. He keeps on going and going a few pages. He gives you a few more nafkaminas. He rattles off every line, another nafkamina lala. Shver nafkaminas. One nafkamina gives is not bad, but it's also unclear that the Mabit has the same thing. That there's a Peladike Rambam. We're not sure what the Rambam means. There's a strange Rambam in Hilchas Treifus, but the Rambam says there are different kinds of Treifus. So the Rambam writes the Basa Basada Treifal Osachela, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is talking about. will say this depends on this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. You go baser roiv. Is roiv Torah bichsav or is roiv Torah balpeh? Shver avard. Even if roiv Torah is bichsav, what do you mean roiv Torah is bichsav? Means that roiv, they just said the same thing. The roiv of the Torah is the yud gilamidas. Yud gilamidas is balpeh. That's not bichsav. That's called zilkri beirav. Zilkri beirav on the midrash Torah is called zilkri beirav. Very shver avard. That's very difficult. The Prima Gaon tries to give other nafkaminas, because that's a shvera nafkamina. He starts off with the first nafkamina of the Be'er Sheva. He doesn't have a mapid. He starts off with the Be'er Sheva, and then he says, I better have more nafkaminas. Li ha'ani nire, fi ani yadaiti, sheish kama nafkaminas l'dina. Aleph, Beis, he keeps on going and going a few pages. He gives you a few more nafkaminas. He rattles off every line another nafkamina l'alof. Shver nafkamina. One nafkamina gives is not bad, but it's also unclear that the Mabit has the same thing. That there's a peladike Rambam. We're not sure what the Rambam means. There's a strange Rambam in Hilchas Treifus, but the Rambam says there are different kinds of Treifus. So the Rambam writes the Basa Basada Treifa Lo Sachelu. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is talking about Drusa, when a little sheep or a goat was attacked by a big animal. So that's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. But then you have if the animal developed a hole in the lungs, it has a broken leg, or it has all the other treifas, all the other possibilities of treifas that are listed off in Shulchan Aruch, those are also included in the Pasuk. But the Pshuta Shal Mikra of the Pasuk, Basa Basada Treifa, really goes on Drusa. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shechita, therefore, since that's Mamsh, the Pshuta Shal Mikra, and the others are Torah Shebal Peh, therefore by Drusa you say, Safik Lechumra. So the Taz, in the beginning of Hilchas Treifus, in Siman Lamites, Yes Takasha, the first Siman, I think, is Lamites in Hilchas Treifus. Yes Takasha, what do you mean? And by another Safik Treifus, you go Lekula. All Treifus are Derais, and Safik Derais, you go Lechumra. Why did the Rambam single out Drusa from all the others? So the Taz answers, by Drusa you go more Lechumra than you would by the others. There's slightly more Chumra than the others. So that's what the Mabit writes in the Hagdomah to the Kiryas Sefer, as well as the Prima Gaon here in the Psiche. They both want to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, that Roif Torah is Bichsav, it means that all the dinim that are nidras to Yud Gimavina Shatara Nidrashis Bahem are treated as if the Torah is Bichsav. So you have to be slightly more machmer in them than in the Halacha L'Moshe Messina. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, Roif Torah is Balpeh, that Safik Deraisa L'Chumre, but you don't have to go even more to be machmer. So they leave it very in a very vague fashion. What do you mean, yeah, more machmer, less machmer? If you go suffik the rice of the chumer anyway,
that's it. That's
what do you mean, you're more machmer? It's problematic. The Gemara and the Midrashim, mainly Midrashim, have an expression. They learn out from different psukim in the Vim, Uksuvim, and the Gemara also has in the beginning of the Chagig, and the Gemara has on the Pasuk that introduces the Aseres Adibris. It says, by Dabar Lakim is Kol Advarim Ha'ed Aleimar. So the word Kol is a ribui. So it says, by Dabar Lakim, it's Advarim Ha'ed Anochi Hashem Alokecha. Shtetach, he proclaimed the Aseres Adibris. What's the Kol? So Gemara says that Kol means Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, everything. Kol, everything was included. The Gemara says when you have a machloikis, bisham and bisilal, elav yeda, divilakim chayim, is learned that from the word kol. Kol. Divri hamatamim, divri hamatarim, divri haoisim, divri hamatirim, divri hapaislim, divri hamachshirim, everything was given kulam nitnu miroya echot, shenemar, davalakim, is kol advarim ha'ela. So the pashtus, if the Gemara says that even the shitas that are opposites was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, but davalakim is kol, the Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed everything at Har Sinai, so Mistama included, but also the Kol Masha Talmud Vasa Kosser Lachadish is also Nermal Lala Moshe Messina. Right, so that's the question. What exactly does the Medrash mean to say? The Gemara in Menachos and Av Chavtes quotes their famous Agarite, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishol Moshe Lamorim to be in the Kabbalah Torah, so the Baruch Shalom showed him, he has a whole safe Torah, he's about to give him. So he says, okay. And he says, wait, he has that on the Tagim. So he says, what do you need that for? Me makev al yadecha, give me already the Torah. So he says, no, there's going to be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Akiva, the Sof Kama Doris, and he's going to darshan all of the Tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what's it going to be all about. He had no mahasaga what it's going to be all about. So Rabbi Shalom gives him like a video, and he shows him a movie, what's going to be. Rabbi Akiva is giving a shiur, and it was so fancy, such fancy Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't follow. So he thought the Chol Shaddat, he had a Chalisha Sadas, that's not the Torah, that is false Torah. I never heard of any of this stuff. What Rabbi Akiva is making up a new religion here, making up new dinim. Until in the middle of this year, one of the Talmidim asked the Kasha, Rabbi Akiva said, no, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So he realized, Moshe Rabbeinu realized, that Rabbi Akiva wasn't substituting a new religion. He didn't make up a Hagansa Hanaya Torah. Everything was developed. Every generation built on what they had from the earlier generation. Everybody built and built and built. And it developed. One thing developed on top of the other till it came to what it was in the days of Rabbi Akiva. So what do you mean when you say, Kol Masha Talmud Vasa'os L'Chadish Nemel Ola Moshe Mitzrayim? So the Pasha B'Shah doesn't mean that everything was actually given to Moshe Rabbeinu, every single Sif Katan and the Bishna Brura, and the Sharat Zion and the Be'er Hetev and the Bir Alocha, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasha B'Shah means it was given the Sukkim, the Tanakh, Chumash, and then it was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Ben. And based on these Klalim, if he would live another 3,000 years, Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to Darshan and then Darshan and then Darshan. He would develop everything because he was given all the rules. Everything is included. But it does mean that everything was explicitly given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's, according to the Rambam, that's clearly the Pshat. And that's the way I think Rov HaPosim, there were those Gaonim and Rishonim and Achronim, Rabbi Hirsch writes like that, those who hold the otherwise. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Generally accepted is that Ein Luchal HaShofet Shabi Amecha Yiftach Bedorah Kishmul Bedorah. The Pasuk says, Avosal HaShofet Shiyeh Bayamim HaHem. So the Gemara says, Chisal Kadaitach, if you don't know the din, what are you going to go to the Kever? You can ask, go to the Vilna Gaon's Kever and ask him, what do you have to say? Go ask Rav Chaim Moshe's Kever. You're not going to get an answer. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, no, what it means is, we have the Vilna Gaon Sefer, we have Rav Chaim Moshe wrote a Sefer. And Rav Moshe Feinstein comes and he says, I disagree. So how can he disagree with the Vilna Gaon and Rav Chaim Moshe? We know that he was bigger. We know the Vilna Gaon was bigger. We know Rav Chaim Moshe was bigger. So how can Rav Moshe even express an opinion fakir? So the Torah says, no, he's entitled to disagree. And the Balabatim and his generation have to listen to him. The Talmidim of a Rebbe have to listen to their Rebbe, even though the Rebbe, it's not that you don't know what they said in the earlier generation. We know what they said. And the Rebbe in the later generation disagrees. That's the halacha. Ein lecha ala shofet shiva yamecha. Sometimes the rabbi in the later generation, the chlal not entitled to an opinion. But if he's... Yeah, the chayiftach yishbar, it says... Yiftach bedara kishmol bedara, but it's only provided. Yiftach yishbar shouldn't be an amoritz. He can't be a boor if he knows.
Every year, shul with this idea that everything is amim u'mechadish, and therefore the rabbanim of this generation, like in a certain movement, have a right to.
Right. So obviously there's some restriction. Maybe we'll talk about some of the restrictions in a minute. But the basic principle is that ein luchal shofet shabi amechus. What does it mean? In every generation, the Talmid HaChachamim darshan the way they think that it's right. The Gemara says in Zvachim that Bizman Bayis Rishon for 410 years they did the Nisach Hayah in one way, and then after a Golas bubble for 7 years they built the Bayis Sheni, so they did Nisach Hayah differently. So the Sfasemis asks, it means that this, for 410 years of the Bayis Rishon they were never Yotzi Nisach Hayah because they always did it wrong? So the answer is no. The Chachamim in that generation darshan that way, and that was the din then. The Chacham in the later generation darshan differently. That's Eilu v'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chaim. And every generation they have to darshan the Pesukim the way they think he's supposed to darshan the Pesukim. The Rambam writes like that in Hilchas Mamrim. He says that the din, that ein bezn yochal abatel divri bezn chavera, elam ken gadol hamenem v'chachm v'minyan, that a later bezn, later rabbanim, cannot revoke, overrule a psak from an earlier bezin unless the later bezin is greater, b'chochma or the minyan, greater scholars and a greater number of rabbanim. That only applies to takonas the rabbanim, when you make exera the rabbanon. So the later bezin wants to repeal the rabbinic enactment that was instituted by the earlier bezin, then you have this formality that you need gala b'chochma the minyan. But whenever they're arguing about a din deraisa, so adarabbe, the later bezin is entitled to their opinion, they have a right to disagree. They don't have to be gala b'chochma the minyan. And the Rambam's source is the Talmud Yerushalmi. In the beginning of Shviyas, all the Rishonim there, and the first Mishnah in Shviyas quoted, and the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah quotes, and on Daf Tesam and Aleph. Yerushalmi, yes, Akasha, it says in the Mishnah that both the Talmud Beishamai and the Talmud Beishamai Beisilo are both of the opinion that there is a din of Tosefes Shviyas, next year Shemitah. So they both agree there is a din of Tosefes Shviz. There's a certain amount of time before Shnat HaShmita begins, in the middle of the summer, that you're ready, not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka. And after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the chief rabbi. He abolished the whole institution of Tosefes Shviz. So Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, did he think he was greater B'chachma V'minyan than the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel put together? They just argued on details, but they both subscribed to the principle of Tosefes Shviz. How could Rabbi Gamliel do away with the whole thing? So Yerushalmi, the Bavli, gives one answer, but Yerushalmi gives a different answer. B'shosha Asru, La Mikra Samchu. B'shosha Hitiru, La Mikra Samchu. When the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel held that there is a din of Tosefes Shviz, it wasn't a din de Rabbanon. They didn't invent, they didn't institute a rabbinic enactment. They had a drasha from a pasuk. So they basked based on their understanding. Came Rabbi Gamliel years later, and he said he darshans the psukim differently. And the halacha says you don't have to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan to darshan psukim differently. That's exactly the marker for the Rambam, is that Yerushalmi, that all the Bali Ateis, all the Rishonim quote on the opening Mishnah and Shviz, that you don't have to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan in order to disagree on dinam deraisa. So what happened to the midrashim that kol mashatam midbasik also l'chadish nemal al Moshe Misinai? So the answer is no. The klolim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't told this specific psak in each and every individual instance. So in every generation there will be mechadish new dinam. Adarabba, the achrayim have a machloikis. The Achrayim have a machloikis. What if a Bezdin in one generation develops a drasha? They develop a new din. Based on the drasha of Sapsukim, they develop a new din deraisa. Should we assume that this din deraisa only applies mikana lahabo? Or should we assume no? That since the Bezdin said that this is a din deraisa, so it's a glory Muslim affair, that that was always the din from Zman Matan Torah on. So the Chidor has a pirish on Megillas Rus, where he quotes that this is a machloikis Achrayim. Because the Pirush Hashach al HaTorah, not Hashach, a different Pirush Hashach al HaTorah, and other Achrayim have a dispute about this. So clearly they're assuming that it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Otherwise, how can you have a Havamina that it doesn't apply L'mafreya Mishas Matan Torah? They say no, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu was given the text of the Chumash, he was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. And if in a later generation, a Bezin Darshan's Pasuk, and they come up with a new Din Daraisa, is a svara that the Din Daraisa is only Noig Mikan Labo, just like a Din Darabona. If they institute a Takona Darabona, so the Takona is only Noig Mikan Labo, the Takona Darabona is certainly not Noig ex post facto. So some Achrenim hold that the same is true even if the later Bezin develops a Din Daraisa, the Din is only Noig Mikan Labo, so it's beferish like the Rambam. Very schwer. The others are very difficult. Those Rishonim, Goinim, and Achrayim want to say that that all of the dinah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and any time there's a Shaila, there's a Machloikas, is based on forgetfulness. That they forgot, in the later generation, they forgot what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. How can it be? It's beferish in all the Gemaras that the halacha was developed over the generations. And the later generation developed based on the earlier generation. Dinitziv has a long description of this in his Hakdomah to his commentary on the Shultas and the Kidma Soemet. So the Pashta says that that Medrash that says Kol Masha Talmud Vos Gos L'Chadish Nemel Ol Moshe Misinai is not to be taken literally. It doesn't really mean that it was it was actually given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means the Midas, the Klolim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then in every generation they developed the Klolim. But there's an awful lot of rabbinic input. That's what the Rambam calls Divrei Sofrim. In Torah Shebaal Peh, you have Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, there's no room to negotiate. That was it, and that's all. Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. Or you give in Perushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Misinai, there's no room for negotiation. But in L'Mesor HaKosav Elo HaChomim, or in the Yud Gimel Midas, there's an awful lot of rabbinic input. It depends on the way the HaChomim understand in every generation, Mechol Dor V'Dor. And the later generations can darshan differently from the earlier generations. And the tokef of the din, strictness of the din, how strict it is, l'chari should be different. If it's a din based on a mamish, a din d'araisa, or halacha l'moshe misinai, that's a more serious din. And if it's based on midrash HaTorah and drash, it's going to be it's based on a drosha of the chachamim that they came up with at some later time, stam is going to be a different level of a din. There is such a Gemara in Kiddushin in the first parak. Gemara is talking about if someone has an Eved Knaini and he knocks out the Shen V'Yayin. So the Pasuk says, he knocks out the Shen V'Yayin, the Eved Knaini is Yotze L'Cheirus. Does he need a shtar shichur or not? What I mean is yotze lecheres. The odin is mechuyif to give him a shtar shichur. Means no, he goes automatically lecheres. So that's a machlokes al tanoim. So some of the tanoim, half of the tanoim says yotze lecheres automatically. So then within this view in the Gemara that the Eved Kanani is yotze lecheres automatically, ben itzok yet shichur. Hashem v'yayin, what about the other chav talad rashi vorm? What if you knock off one of the other fingers and one of the other toes and so on? Would you say it has the same status as Shem V'yayin or not? So that's a further machlokes. So one Tana says, yeah, same as Shem V'yayin, all the Chof Talad Rosh Evarim. We darshan from the Psukim that Chof Talad Rosh Evarim have the same status as Shem V'yayin. And then one Tana says, no, there's a difference. This is Torah Shebichsav, and this is Divrei Sofrim. What means Divrei Sofrim? What is the Rabbana? No. It's also a pasuk. It's also a din deraisa. Why do the Gemara call it divrei sofrim? Means it's only known through a drasha. So what's wrong with known through a drasha? The vas is still a din deraisa. So the Rashba, not Gemara, interprets. It's only known through a drasha, and the Hamoina may not know for sure. They may not be familiar with this din. They just know it says Shem V'yayin. Yes, a layman in the street, he just knows Shem V'yayin. So the Odon, the Eved, let's say the Odon knocked off the Eved's finger or something. So the Eved goes free. So the Hamoina may not know this din, so the other may be a wise guy, he'll force the Eved to come back and work for him. And the Balabatim, the Hamoina, won't realize that he's in violation. What do you mean? What is he making work? He just went free. So to make sure that it should be Yodua Lako, that the Eved has a right to go free, so they made a Chumra Midirabbanan that you have to give Mishtar Shichur. Because otherwise, the Yodan may finagle to maintain the Eved and he'll say there is no such din. He'll deny there's such a din. So the Rashba quotes such a pshat, in the name of the Balei Ateis, I think, quotes, if Nesha halola dibe terv, halola dibe sefrim, what do you mean halola dibe sefrim? It's also din deraisa. So some Shonim said, you only need to get me the Rabbana Mishum Marisai. Because people may not understand why the Eved is walking around acting like a free man. But other Rishonim seem to learn in the Gemara, no, it's not a vort me the Rabbana. It's a real vort me na Torah. The difference perhaps being that on things that we are using rabbinic input, in this generation they say
this is pshat,
that he goes free Barash Evarim. In the next generation they may say Fakir. So the maximum you can say, in every generation they can change the psak. So now we're going with the psak that it says in the Gemara. But that was based on a different sermon, so it could be that the maximum din, that the maximum tokim that can have is that's a din in Gavra, not a din in Chefzer. Shem V'yayin, there's no room for negotiation. It's a pasuk in the Torah, the Eved goes free. So whatever it says in the Chumash, that's a din in Cheftza. So you can say the Eved goes free. He becomes a free man. There's not even a need for you to give Ishtar Shichur. The Torah changes the Mitzvah. He used to be an Eved Knaini, and the Torah now declares he's no longer an Eved Knaini. But with respect to Shem V'yayin, that it's only Divrei Sofrim, it could be, what do you mean? He goes automatically free, that the Torah changes the Mitzvah. What do you mean the Torah changes? But in the next generation, the Rabbana may decide to change the drosha and say otherwise. Not Allah HaMashim is Sinai. So it could be that's the pshat in the Gemara. You need to get shichur because a din that's daraisa, a din daraisa, but it's only known through divrei sofrim, maybe the maximum tokif that can have is that's a din on the gavra. A din on the gavra is mukhif to free the Eved by giving him a shtar shichur. But you can't say that such a din that's divrei sofrim changes the metzias, and in another 100 years the Rabbana will change the psak. Mishnah Rishayin and Mishnah Chavanah will change the Pesach, they say, he doesn't go free, he does go free, so automatically. You can say the Yodin has to free him, or the Yodin doesn't have to free him. You can say, we change the Pesach on the Gavra, but you can't say the Cheftza changes. You're going to change the Din, so the Cheftza is going to change. Could be that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Divrei Sofrim is slightly on a lower level than the Divrei Torah that's Mamish Beferish. That's the Pashtas. The Rambam has a klal in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He writes, it's not going to include any Divrei Sofrim in the Minyan HaTaryag. Why not? So the Ramban says, and what's wrong with Divrei Sofrim? What's wrong? He doesn't believe that Torah Shebaal Peh is Men HaShemayim. So the Pashta says, no. The Pashta says, Divrei Sofrim means when it's based on rabbinic input. So how can you count that part of the Taryag Mitzvah? So the next generation, they can pull out 100, they can replace it with 300. They can change everything. When you talk about Taryag Mitzvah 613, you have to say 613 mitzvahs that stay stationary, that are not subject to negotiation. If you have drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh based on Yud Gimel Midas, and a Bezdin in a later generation can reverse the Psak, Ein Lecha V'Shefet Shebi Amecha. So how can you rely on those, that those are solid, those are pillars of the, that's part of the Taryag Mitzvahs. You can pull it out, they can pull out the rug from under you. So what's going to be with your Taryag Mitzvahs? And they're going to have to replace it with other mitzvahs? Nah. So the Rambam understood that the Taryag mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are non-negotiable, that you can't budge Torah Shebichsav, not from the Divrei Sofrim. The Divrei Sofrim are later bezdin, can always decide to reverse the psak, and you'll be ois Taryag mitzvahs.
The 5
and 3
month on Yom Kippur, the
same thing.
The
Chiddush
is only the one that you get the
Tarish,
and the other
ones
you don't. Kind of the same.
Yes, also the
Rabbanah. The others, many Rishonim holds only the Rabbanah. The other one, the Rabbanah. Tarish is Shita, neither Rabbanah. And even the Rambam seems to hold that all of the Chamishin are the Rais, and Mistama, that's the Pshat. The others are Divrei Sof, because they darshan it from Sukkot. Mistama, it's only Divrei Sof. There's the Shaila. Let's say a Reformed rabbi gets up and he says, with the power vested in the knee, he says, Rabbi, hereby reverse everything that it says in the Talmud Bavli and the Shulchan Aruch and Shining Goodbye. So obviously, a person has to be qualified. But let's say the person is qualified. Rav Moshe Feinstein gets together with all the Rabbanim and they all decide, we're going to do away with this din that it says in the Gemara. So do they have the authority to do away with such a din? So the Kesem Mishnah, that Rambam asked this question. If the Rambam is really right, then Rambam is quoting a Yerushalmi like that. The Ein Lachal Shevet Shebiyamecha and Dinim Deraisa, the Bezdin can always change in the later generation without requiring Gadol B'menu B'chochma B'minyan. You don't have to be greater B'chochma B'minyan. So if so, Frank, the Kesem Mishnah Akasha and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. So whenever an Amora comes up with a Chiddush and the Gemara says, I'll ask Akasha from a Braisa, from a Mishnah, and they say, Tiyufta, the Resh Lakish, Tiyufta, is that Tiyufta? Why is it Tiyufta? He disagrees. The Amara disagrees. What's the restriction over here? What's halacha Moshe Messina? An Amara can't disagree with the Tana of Ushtay. So Alpidin, a difference in a Tana and Amara is a historical. It's a historical line of distinction. What kind of a vort is that an Amara can't disagree with the Tana? So the Kesem Mishnah has a comment on the side of the Rambam. He says, Anachinami, the Amoraim have a right to disagree with the Tanoim. But the Amoraim made a haskama amongst themselves. They're not going to disagree with Tanoim. They looked at the Tanoim as being much greater. They felt it was a Yeridus Hadeiros, and they felt that if all the Tanoim say one way, they're not going to have the chutzpah to disagree. Sometimes you have a Machloikis HaTanoim, so Namara says, I think the din should be like the Yochid. Even though the din used to be like the Yochid Ram, Alochi Ram, but sometimes in a later generation, an Namara will say, I hold the din as like the Yochid. But if he's going to see from wall to wall, all the Tanoim say one way, he's going to go the other direction. So they were afraid to disagree with the Tanoim because they felt that Mestama they're wrong. But once in a while, the Rambam and the Mochamis points out in the end of Bava Kamma, once in a while you have all the Tanoim say one way, and an Amora comes and he disagrees with all the Tanoim, and we pass like the Amora. Once in a long while you do have it. Why? Because they just couldn't see the other opinion. So there is no halacha over here. There's no din that an Amora can't disagree with the Tana. They didn't feel comfortable disagreeing with Tanoim. If they would be 100% convinced that this is the din, they would disagree, but they weren't 100%. You paskin achacham, amayr harah paskins with an etiyas hadas. You can see this side, you can see that side. He thinks that this side makes more sense than the other, that side. If Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he says, but I heard the other way, he says, okay, maskin the other way, sure. You're not going to argue with him. For the Tanoim come and they say the other way, he says, Zolzain the other way, I can see that side. But let's say, absolutely, not that I can see this side, I can see that side. And I think Lefian is died that this side is more mistaken. No, I cannot see that side at all. I can only see this side. So then even if you have all the Tanoim Pech, or they all say the same, so the Amora will still disagree and he'll have to paskin like his convictions.
What
is the executive for saying, like, Rav Tanoim Pollock? What do you mean that? Right, that's what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes that he has the kasha of Rav Chaim. That there's a Taisus in the beginning of Ksubis on Dav Zayin, I think. The Tosis says that Rav Tanuhu Palik is what Rav held. And Rav Yechanan held that he has no right. And there was a machlegis Rav Yechanan whether Rav Tanuhu Palik. And Rav Yechanan held, Tosis is machriach from the Gemara like that, that Rav Yechanan held that Rav is Nishkin Tanuhu Palik. So Rav Yechanan asked the Kasha to Rav Chaim, we have a rule, whenever it's Rav Yechanan, halachic Rav Yechanan. So we should never paskin like Rav whenever he's Rav Tanuhu Palig. And every time the Gemara says Rav Tanuhu Palig, we paskin like Rav. But Rav Yechanan holds that Rav is Nishkin Tanuhu Palik. So he says, yes, the Rav Chaim Brisk, and Rav Chaim said, Zol Zayin is an Amor, and Amor can also disagree. That's what he said.
Rav was not asking.
Huh?
All the Amorim agreed not to argue on Tanuim, but Rav did not.
Rav did not, right. But Rav Yechanan said he had no right to. So what do you mean he had no right to? It's a question of attitude. Rav Yechanan felt it wasn't right, but Rav, what do you mean? Rav felt it was right, so he disagreed. Amorim have a right to disagree with Tanuim. Where is there a halacha that you have no right? If a fellow is an Amor, it's a Reform rabbi, has no right. Okay, he's not qualified. He's going to give an opinion on a spaceship. I'm not interested in his opinion. He doesn't know. So if he doesn't know, like he doesn't know science, so we won't ask him about a spaceship. So if he doesn't know halacha, he's not entitled to an opinion. But where do you have a case where a person is qualified in learning, is entitled, and you still say he has no right to disagree? So that's what the Ramah in Chosha Mishpat writes in Simen Chafeis, in Simen Ebat Tov B'Shikol Adas. When does a later Bezin have a right to disagree with the earlier Bezin? So he says, one of the Chachmei Hador, the Ramah lived in the 1500s, if one of the Chachmei Hador chepes a psak from the Gaonim, from the Rishonim, even from the Gaonim, before the Rishonim, and he holds that the Gaonim are wrong. So the Ramah says, well, discuss it with your contemporaries. He discussed it, and they all think he's right, and he brought Rayas and Svaris to show that the Gaonim are wrong. So he says, look, if they're all convinced that the Gaonim are wrong, so you don't follow the Gaonim, you have a right to disagree with the Gaonim. So once the Ramah established you have a right to disagree with the Gaonim, so what if he decides he wants to go weiter? He disagrees with the Tanoim, he disagrees with the Amoraim, so he says, no. Rabino Ravashi, Soif HaRoah. That's the Gemara in Bav Metzi and Daf Pei Vav. Rabino Ravashi, Soif HaRoah. So the Bir Agra quotes that expression in the Gemara that comes from the Sifra Shalodim Arishan. The Gemara says that they were Zer Sefer told the Sodom. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and in Bav Metzia that there was a Sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon that has Dor Dor V'Chachomav, Dor Dor V'Sofrov, and that's where it says about Rav and Shmuel, Chacham Yiskiri, Rabbi Lo Yiskiri, has all the way the Torah Shmal Peh is going to be developed over the generations. So in the Sefer Shalodim Arishon, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Vav had this expression that Ravina Ravashi Sofa wrote. What does that mean? So the apparently, Moshe Soloveitchik interpreted that Gemara. What it means is that until the days of Ravina Abasha, the Torah Shabbat Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. So every generation had this, they all had the same, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ravina Abasha. Rebbe edited the Mishnayos, but it was still taught orally. That's how most historians and most poskim assume. The Torah Shabbat Peh was still transmitted orally. Till the days of Ravina Abasha, then they started teaching Mishnayos Mitech HaKsav. So until the days of Ravina Abasha, all of the Chachamim had the status of Balei Torah Shebal Peh, Chachmei Torah Shebal Peh, Chachmei HaMasorah, because this Masorah was still being transmitted Baal Peh. So a Chacham from a later generation has the right to disagree with a Chacham from an earlier generation. But after the days of Ravin Ravashi, where they're no longer transmitting Torah Shebal Peh, Baal Peh, they're teaching Mitoch HaKsav, so that's already the still a transmission of Torah Shebal Peh, but it's Alpidin considered a lower level of transmitting Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why Alpidin, anyone, even if only one who's a super genius, has no right to paskin against the psak that was issued before Ravina Rabashi's time, even if the psak was given by a person not as big a genius as the Vilna Gaon. It doesn't matter how big a genius. Alpidin, Ravina Rabashi was a cutoff point. That until then, they all have a higher status of Balei Masorah by virtue of the fact that the Torah Shebal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. And after the days of Ravina Rabashi, they had a slightly lower status. Is there any other cutoff point? Is there any other? Huh? Achranim Rishonim not. The Ramah says Achranim have a right to disagree with Gaonim, Kalvachim with Rishon. Is there any other cutoff point? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon at the end of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos really only has five chapters. And the sixth is the Braisa of Shalach Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah. So at the end of the fifth chapter, it's supposed to say, by us, it's a Mishnah Chav Gimel. And the Perek ends with Mishnah Chav Vav, a few Mishnayos later. So the Vilna Gaon says this is out of order. The end of Perek Chamishi, the concluding line in Masechet Sava, should read Yirasim Ofanach Shem Okein Okein Beseinu Shibana Beis Hamikdash Meheri Meinu Sechet Kenim Meser Sechet. We have that at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel. What's the Shaykh says? He says, no, it's a mistake. It belongs at the end of Pirkei Avos. What does that mean? We use that tefillah in the Shemona Esrei every day. Right. And in Yom Tov and Shabbos Yom Tov, we use it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, not just in the end. What's the connection between Yibana Beis Hamikdash, Me'am Secha, Kenim Sar Secha? What's the Shaykhis one with the other? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Beis Hamikdash is not only the Makam HaKrovas HaKarbonis. We know Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikari L'Cholo Amin. The Beis Hamikdash is the Makam Tfilo. And the Pasuk says that Gam Ki Ezek Vashes, the Pasuk says in Eche, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Gam Ki Ezek HaShaveya, saw some tefillos. The Gemara says in the end of Perek HaZohav in Bav Metzia, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Shari Tefillo. The prayers are not answered to the same extent, with the same power, as they used to be. Why? Because the official office for prayers is based on Beis Hamikdash. It's closed, the office is closed. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you have to face the Beis HaMikdash, you have to face Eretz Yisrael, which has the Beis HaMikdash. So just like the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tefillah, so too officially the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokom HaTorah, Mokom Liman HaTorah. The Sanhedrin used to meet, that's the Sanhedrin is the Amud Torah Shebal Peh, the Rambam calls it. They used to meet in the Lishkas HaGozis. And the Iker of the Torah Shebichsab is also in the Beis HaMikdash. This is special din of Sefer HaZorah. Al Pidin, the Sefer HaZorah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Levim, Lakarech HaSefer HaTorah, Zev Samtamos HaBitzad HaRam Ris Hashem, that the Sefer HaZorah, on one occasion there was more than the Sifrei, says there were three Sifrei HaZorah. So that's for the purpose of maintaining the correct Masorah of the Torah Shebichsab. Whenever there's a Sofik, what the correct text should be in a Chumash, so yeah, the din is that you have to follow the Sefer HaZorah. It's a special halacha. When you have a melech, melech has because of Las Mishnah Torah Zoy, so the Rambam quotes at the Sefer, you always have to write a Sefer Torah copying from another Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah Shemelech has to be copied from a Sefer HaZorah, that it should have a special status. Not some melech writes Tzvei Sefer Torah. No. The special Sefer Torah Shemelech has to have the properties of a Sefer HaZorah. And if you'll keep it in the HaZorah, it'll have the dinim of a Sefer HaZorah. So the Beis HaMikdash is not only the Mokom HaKrovos HaKorbanos, it's the Mokom HaTfilut, the Mokom Torah, the Ikar Mokom Torah, and the Kuzari has it, it's the Ikar Mokom HaNevuah. The Kuzari develops a whole theme that the Nevuah originated, all the Nevuah originated in the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes the Yerushalmi that says that when did Yonah become a Novi? He never went to school, they used to have special schools to prepare him. He's once Oyla Regular and Shos Oyla Baruch HaKodesh, and he became a Navi just like that. And he says that most of the Naviim were Drein Zacharum, Yishai, Yirmei Cheskel, they were all giving the Nevuahs in the Beis HaMikdash. They delivered Nevuahs in Chutz Lorz also on occasion, but the Ikir Mokam HaShuas HaNevuah was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Vilna Goyen has like this, that the Yirotzen Shibon in Beis HaMikdash, B'sein Chakeinu B'sarasecha, the Ramah, the level of Liban HaTorah, will be greater Bizman HaMikdash than Shaloi Bizman HaMikdash. And he says all the big Yisoidis and Halacha have to be developed Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kami can't develop new Yisoidis. He implies, he doesn't say explicitly in the Vilna Goyen's writings in a few different places, they put them together, all these sources. It sounds like he holds that a Chocham after the Churban HaBayis cannot disagree with the Psak that was developed Bizman HaBayis. You can have Mishnah Rishayna Mishnah Achreina. If a later Bezdin disagrees with the earlier Bezdin, 50 years later, 100 years later, 300,000 years later, but after the Zman HaBayis and before the Zman HaBayis, is different. That's a different. That's a different level of the Halacha L'Chayr.
But the Darshan took him differently, and they applied different. Like you said, when Nisach HaMayim, which was.
There was both Bizman HaBayis. They're both Bizman HaBayis, yeah.
But you said even later on, if somebody interprets the post
Bizman HaBayis Sheni, yeah. Bizman HaBayis Sheni.
No, and now if you interpret the post different, you couldn't go out.
We can disagree with the Goyim. But just like someone after Rabbi Nabash, he cannot disagree with the Maskana Sagmar Rabbi Nabash, because that's how Pidina cut off points. So the Vilna Goyim seems to be implying. He
even
in darshaning
a pasuk,
even
in darshaning
a pasuk, because bizman habayis al pidin, the level of Torah is stronger, like the level of tefillah is stronger.
Yeah.
And he interprets that's what the tefillah means. Shibonim is hamikdash, v'stein chakein, v'sarasech will have a bigger chelik in limud haTorah. Then the Chazanish throws in another qualification. Even after the Churban HaBayis, he claims from the year 240. Before the year 240, after the year 240, is a cutoff point. Because there's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said that Tanoim had a tradition that Shis Alfen Shnin Havi Alma. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. I think in the Pirush HaRekeach Al HaTorah, he writes that the first Pasuk, Bereishis Baral Kimas Hashmayim Sa'aretz, has six Alephs. So that's where the Tanoim had this tradition that they're going to be 6,000, six Alfen. Six Alfen. It's built into the first Pasuk in Bereishis Baral Kim. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. So what's the historical breakdown of the 6,000 years? So the Gemara says, the first 2,000 years, Shnei Alofim Tohu, nothing doing. The second 2,000 years, Shnei Alofim Torah. And the last 2,000 years, Shnei Alofim Mosa Mashiach. It's possible for Mashiach to come, anyway, starting from the year 240. That's what the Mefarshim say. Why were the other Tanoim so convinced that Rabbi Akiva was making a mistake about Bar Kochva? Maybe Bar Kochva was the Melech HaMashiach. So the Mefarshim say, because they had Rabbi Akiva didn't have this tradition, but the other Tanoim said, you don't know this tradition. Shnei Alofim Yimos HaMashiach. Mashiach can't come before the year 240. And the Maisa with Bar Kochva was too early. Aye, but they wanted to make, the Gemara says, there was a Pasnil Chizkiyah, Melech could have been the Melech HaMashiach, so what's with that? So the Marshal Frank the Kasha, so he says the Baruch Shalom would have changed his plan in the world. Okay. Okay. But the Medrash does say the other Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Akiva because of the Shnei Alofim Himos HaMashiach. So what does that mean, Shnei Alofim Tohu? So the Gemara says if you look in Chumash, Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948. It says when this one died, when the other one, everybody was born. So in the year 1948, after Bria Salim, that's when Avraham Avinu was born. When Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition that Avraham Avinu was 52 years old. So if he was born in 1948, when he's 52 years old, that's the year 2000. That's when it starts HaNefesh HaShirasa B'chorin. That's when he started his campaign of teaching Torah to the public. So that was the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Torah. And this Shnei Alofim Torah lasted till the year 240. That's where we assume that the year 240 corresponds to the year 4000. So the Marsha asks a question, what do you mean? And after the year 240, there's no more learning going on. There were the Amaroyim, there were the Rishonim. There's me. The Marsha, there's me. The Chazanish asks, and there's me. What's with me? What do you mean after the year 240? Yeah. So the Marsha says, it doesn't mean that. It means the Shnei Alofim Torah, not yet the Zeit von Melech HaMashiach. And in the last 2,000 years, there's Nachal's Torah, the Shnei Alofim Torah, it doesn't mean only, but it's also a possibility for Mashiach to come. And before the last 2,000 years, Mashiach can come. That's how the Marsha says. So the Chazon Ish quotes the Marsha. He doesn't think it's right. He says, just like Shnei Alofim Tohu is only 2,000, Shnei Alofim Mimos Mashiach is only 2,000, he thinks Shnei Alofim Torah is only 2,000. So what's the cutoff point? What happened there? So he thinks that all of the developing new Yisraelis and new Kalalim has to be done in the Shnei Alofim Torah. You can't develop, you can't be Kaveya any new Alochas. Let's say, Masara Kasav Elach HaChamim, the Ilchas Chalamayit had to be developed before the year 240. Whatever was developed then, so we can paskin the details. We can work out the details of what was developed then. But to come up with a new Einfalt, to develop a new Din, even if you have a Sanhedrin now, they won't be able to come up with a new Din. Everybody says, aye, we need a Sanhedrin, they'll make up new Din and they'll develop. So the Chazon Ish thinks that even if we'll make a new Sanhedrin, they won't be able to develop new Dinim, new concepts. They'll be able to negotiate a little more, the detail here, detail here, but not to come up with new Kolom. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in Hilchas Treifus. He's talking about the problem. Some of the treifus that the Gemara paskens up that they are treifus or not treifus doesn't correspond to reality today. So shouldn't we reverse all the psokim? So he says, no, it's just Shnei Alofim Torah. And once the din was nikva, the din has to stay like that. So these are probably some of these or all of these are restrictions, are limitations within this din. That even though we say, Enlocha lo shefet shabi amecho, yiftach bedoro kishmul bedoro, but still... there's a limitation. There's certain restrictions that you cannot just reverse the whole psaka and everything.
What's that Tufod? It's in the middle of the Tufa of the Amoroyim. Yeah. You have a lot of Amoroyim before Tufodi, a lot of Amoroyim after Tufodi.
That's approximately the cutoff point between Tanoim and Amoroyim. I think Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, according to the history books, in the year 220. So that's if the number 240 is accurate to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Zaptekas Mishnah loy b'shamayim. But Rabba was the world's greatest expert. So the Kes Mishnah says he was holding by dying. So he was ready halfway afyenavel. So it wasn't. That's also loy b'shamayim. He was having hallucinations. That's what the Kes Mishnah writes. The psokim have to be given by a human being who lives in this world. Doesn't mean he does averis. By a tzaddik who lives in this world has a human, a perception of a human being. And the Rabban Shalom said he doesn't want us to paskin alibi de emis, what he knows is demis. So that's what the Ktzar Sachoshin has a famous introduction to his sefer. That he says, how do I come off to write a whole chibur on Choshim Mishpat? What do I know? So he says, even though I don't know anything, but the Rabban Shalom wants human beings to paskin. And he quotes from the Drosha Saran, it has this on the Gemara, the Drosha Saran, Shteltsu the Gemara by Rab Lezer. And when he had all the big machlekes and Rabbi Leizer and the other Chachamim, Rabbi Leizer said, "Kosle beis hamedrash yachichu, mirashamayim yachichu, amasamayim tochiyah." And the Baskol came out and said, "Alochet Rabbi Leizer b'chol mokam." And he said, "Loi b'shamayim." Rabbi Yisrael said, "Loi b'shamayim." That's why it's called Zman Matan Torah. Saying the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael that we have to paskin according to our hasogas bnei Adam. We have to purify ourselves. We have to work on our midas. We should have proper hasogas bnei Adam. We shouldn't have crude. Of course, hasogas, but the psokim have to be given by the klal yisrael based on our hasogas.